kuyinto ekhathazayo kakhulu uma kuyukuthi atshengisa ukubana uTrump uyakhokhela umongameli Biden. Kodwa mina ngokwazi kwami ama-polls esikhathini esiningi awekho accurate ngoba it's a guesswork. Isimply abantu abubabhekile obasimply. Kuyadepend ukuthi kusimply abantu kuphi. That's why sibona ama-polls ehlukana between different pollsters. Omunye ubuya esithi yena ama-polls akhe athi, omunye athi ama-polls akhe athi okuthize. Kodwa yes, kuyinto ekhathazayo kuma-Democrats ma kuyukuthi uTrump ulokhu ebonakala engumuntu okuthiwa uyakhokhela. Kodwa ma siya kumkhonomi ngaseqinisweni, umkhonomi wamanje e-America ungcono kakhulu bayifa udlula umkhonomi lapho uTrump ayebusa khona. Sisho ma sikhangela imisebenzi, i-unemployment rate iku-lowest that it's ever been. Iyakwazi ukuthi uTrump echiye umbuso i-unemployment rate yayisikuboma-10%, khona manje ikuboma-3.7%. So yes, abantu bangakhompleyina ngokukhuphuka kwentengo yezinto, kodwa imisebenzi namanye ama-indicator omkhonomi akhombisa umkhonomi oqinileyo. Le dola ma sikhuluma ngalokho namanje likhuphukile futhi again i-strength yalo ukudlula amanye ama-currencies.
Ye, masokunje-ke ama-democrats kumele enzeni njengoba usitsho usithi abanye sebengazani babona ngani awuhambi kahle?
Okokuqala, I think ama-democrats awenzi umsebenzi omuhle ekukhulumeni ngokuphumelela okumkhonomi okwenziwa yihulumende kaBiden. Esikhathini esiningi bavumela ama-Republicans ekutheleni abantu ukuthi liyahlupheka and lihlupheka ngoba ngama-Democrats ayenza lihlupheke ngoba yiwabusayo. Eqinisweni okuningi abakukhulumayo ngamanga, but abantu ngoba abakhangelisisi izinto zonke kahle kahle bagcina bekholelwa lokhu abakuzwayo ethi ngathi yi-propaganda. So ama-Democrats kumele ukuthi basebenze kakhulu ekuthini labo eyawo i-message izwakale emphakathini